Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1501. Zen to Slim, a simple five-step weight loss plan, part one, by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Hey there, happy Monday, and welcome to another edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best blogs covering health and fitness, just like an audiobook, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now don't forget, we have a bunch of shows where we narrate blogs for you. Just search for Optimal Living Daily to find all of them. Now today's post is a bit longer than what I typically narrate, so I'll read the first half today and finish it up for you tomorrow. And with that, let's get right into the first half as we optimize your life. Zen to Slim, a simple five-step weight loss plan, part one, by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. I think this one will be a bit controversial. Weight loss theories seem to be a bit divisive, judging from past posts on this topic, since people have very strong opinions about the right way to lose weight. However, this post isn't going to explore any of those theories. It's meant to be a simple plan for people who have trouble losing weight. These individuals don't need to go into the scientific theories, and they probably don't want to count calories or do any kind of complicated calculations. They just want a few simple steps that they can do right now that will work. When I started running last year and eating healthier, eventually becoming mostly vegan, I lost more than 20 pounds and kept them off. This year, my workout plan has been disrupted a couple of times by illness and then a back injury. But in July, I got back on track and can already feel the changes. I am confident that I'll have a fairly flat stomach by the end of the year, barring any future injuries or severe illnesses, of course. I recently had a few readers ask me about my weight loss plan. Well, I don't diet, and I don't do anything too intensely. I've just made some simple lifestyle changes, one at a time, and I feel much healthier as a result. The weight loss is slower than with some of the more drastic plans, but I feel that they're more permanent because I'm in this for life, not for short-term weight loss. Now, if this sounds right for you, check out the following plan. Of course, you all know that I'm not a doctor, a dietitian, a certified personal trainer, or in any way qualified to give advice. You know that you should see a doctor before starting a plan like this to prevent any serious health consequences. However, this plan is based on the advice of experts much more knowledgeable than me, and I can testify that it works for me and for some others I know who have done similar things. There is nothing revolutionary in this plan. It's common sense and simple. Zen to Slim Weight Loss Plan. Step 1. Begin gradual exercise. Instead of trying to change your entire life with an intense weight loss plan, we're going to start small. All you want to do is make a commitment to get yourself moving for at least 10 to 15 minutes each day for 30 days straight. Some key points. 1. Type of exercise. If you're already a runner or a cyclist or something similar, then begin a very, very modest program of resuming that exercise. Otherwise, walking, a treadmill, hiking, a cycling machine, rowing, or something similar would work. Mixing it up is a great idea, alternating different exercises on different days. The actual exercise you do doesn't matter, as long as you get moving. 2. most important here, start out really easy. People tend to start out with a lot of enthusiasm and then burn out, skip a workout or two, and then the plan has failed. In this plan, you want to go short and slow. If in the past you would normally run 3 to 4 miles, for example, just run 1 to 2 miles. Go for about half of what you think you can do. You can always add more later. 3, it's important that you try to do it every day. Mark your successes on your calendar. Gold stars always work well. And try to keep the marks going every day. If you can do short, easy workouts and mix up the exercises a little, you can do it every day. 4, set aside some time to do this every day. If you've had success working out in the morning before, use that time. Otherwise, do it right after work. 5, strength. Another point is that you can do strength workouts, but don't do anything too hard in the first couple of weeks. Just some push-ups, crunches, lunges, and squats with no weights. That might sound easy, but the key, again, is to start out slowly. You can always add more later. 6, just start. This is the last key point. If you are feeling resistant to exercise, just tell yourself that you have to lace up your shoes and get out the door. How long you do it doesn't matter. Even 5 minutes is good. I bet, though, once you start, you'll want to keep going for at least 15 minutes. Step 2, replace fatty and greasy foods with healthier foods. Now, you're not going to go on a diet, but take a look at what you eat and try to slowly replace the greasier and foods that contain those unhealthy fats you eat, like fast foods or deep fried foods, with healthier alternatives. Some key points for this step. Hear that on tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part 1 of the post titled Zen to Slim, A Simple 5-Step Weight Loss Plan by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. What I really like about Leo's advice is that it's gradual. Studies have actually found that when body weight is lost too quickly, we may not actually lose body fat. Losing body fat is the goal, right? But instead, if we lose weight too quickly, we may end up losing more muscle, especially in the beginning. So gradual weight loss and the creation of habits that will last a lifetime, this is what it's all about. And notice, Leo didn't say we have to completely avoid any foods or that we have to perform certain exercises. Instead, in the beginning especially, consistency is key. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for listening every day and sharing this show with someone. I'll be back here tomorrow to finish up this post, so I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.